just respect my conglomerate.
Hey, it's Josh Johnson back at you with live Pacific West Conference basketball action. In about 30 seconds, the men's basketball team of Dominican University looks to tip off against Chaminade University in the last game of the season. Tonight is senior night. We honor our various seniors here at Dominican. The women's team came off a great win early tonight. Hopefully some of that momentum will carry on into the men's squad tonight as we face off against Chaminade in the last game of the season. Alex Ward, Fox Mulholland, and Alistair Flack are the centerpieces of the night as they will be honored as our seniors here in their very last college basketball game here at Dominican University of California. And we will have the starting lineups for you in just a moment following the national anthem. Now with our senior presentations on senior night, our overhead announcing.
Important part of the season, and every year he would bounce back. He has always given every ounce of energy he has to his team. During his career at Dominican, there have been times when Alistair has been the best player on the court. He plays with such energy and passion that he has been able at times to turn the tide of a game almost single-handedly. His work at the defensive end has been stellar, and he often guards the other team's best perimeter player. Alistair has been a great deal to this program and this university, says head coach Fred Devaney. He's a true people person who has been and will remain an ambassador for Dominican. The impact he has had on this university, the basketball program, and me as his coach will not soon be forgotten. I will, and we will, miss him. He is majoring in graphic arts and design and will be entering graduate school in 2011. Alistair Flack. Yeah.
And how about your senior presentation highlighting, congratulating, and honoring our seniors here at Dominican University? Now we bring you the national anthem. And now your starting lineups for tonight's game. We start off with Chaminade University, who is led by head coach Matt Mehar, assistant coaches Maurice Maggiolino, Tom Sherbish, and Stuart Kussler. Starting at guard for the Silver Swords, Dominique Crooks, Stephen Bennett, right behind him at guard. Also at guard, Chandler Pearson. At forward, Shane Hansen and Matt Cousins. And now the starting lineup for your DU Penguins. At guard, the senior, Alistair Flack. At the other guard, the sophomore sensation, Mark Lewis. Also, Xander McNally, the sophomore guard from San Francisco. Alex Ward, aka Air Warden, the senior from Redding, California. And Fox Mulholland, the senior from Mill Valley, California. Those are your starting lineups here tonight for this men's basketball game. We are tipping off in just a few seconds. It's Pacific West Conference basketball here live on radio.dominican.edu. Also, you can tune in and you can get the visual of this game because it is being broadcast live worldwide on the internet at www.b2tv.com and radio.dominican.edu as both teams get ready for the tip-off. We have Alex Ward and Matt Cousins in the center for the tip-off. And senior night is off, up, running, and ready to go as the tip-off will go to Chaminade University. And they'll have it to start here on the P side of your keyboard on radio.dominican.edu. As it passes inbound, but no, it's snatched away by Alex Ward. And they'll give it up to Xander McNally. McNally will carry it down court across the timeline for the Penguins. McNally has had a tremendous year. Coming back, getting back in the swing of things here at Dominican University as Alistair Flatton has the ball. A dish down low to Alex Ward in the paint. Ward turns around with the turnaround jumper. It's tipped up. Oh, no, but it will be rebounded by Stephen Bennett. Bennett will carry it across court for the Swords, and Bennett will hand it up to Pearson. Pearson drives in, but he's fouled. He goes out of line, and they'll call the foul against Xander McNally. McNally will be credited with the foul as the ball will go ahead and be inbounded again by Bennett. Bennett, the junior guard from Los Angeles, California, went to Dorsey High School. Bennett has it, gives it up to Pearson. Pearson will have it. Pearson dribbles against Xander McNally. He'll toss inside, open. It's tipped away from the hands of Cousins. And now Bennett has it at the top of the perimeter. Gives it up to Cousins again. And then Hansen. Hansen now has it. Gives it off to Dominique Cooks. Cooks dishes out to Pearson. Pearson pulls the jumper, tips off, and it's rebounded by Alistair Flack. Jumper didn't fall, and Flack will give it up to McNally. McNally, the Irishman, carried across the court. It's a packed house here in the Collins Center. Everybody's out. Welcoming all our listeners and all our viewers there on B2TV. As Alistair Flack has it for the Penguins, Jules at the top of the arc. Gives it up to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis, the sensational sophomore from Canyon Country. As Alistair Flack now has it. Drives in. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Dishes out to Lewis. Lewis will pull the three. Oh, tipped it off the bounds. It's rebounded by Cousins. Cousins will give it up to Cooks. Cooks will drive down court to Bennett. Bennett has it. Bennett's dribbling. Gets the screen from Hansen. Hansen has it. Gives it back to Bennett. Bennett has it. Will pull the jumper, and it goes for two. And first blood will be drawn by Chaminade University. 18 minutes and 10 seconds left. Scores 2-0. Chaminade is up. Xander McNally has it for the Penguins. The Penguins, who did a lot better this season than many of the critics expected, going almost 500 this year in their first season of NCAA competition. And just then, as the ball was tipped around and a rebound, was rebounded by Fox Maholan with the steal, excuse me, and the score. We're all tied up 2-2. 17:46 here in the first half. As Bennett drives in, draws some contact, and Fox Maholan will get Bennett to charge. And now we'll go against Stephen Bennett. Bennett was there on the charge, and it'll be his first foul of the evening. Both teams now with one foul. Scores tied 2-2. 17:38 here. And Dominican is looking to close out a great season. Their first season in the NCAA Division II. As Xander McNally drives in for the Penguins, goes up for the layup with the left hand, gets the easy floater. 4-2 Penguins, 7:20 left here on the clock. And Bennett's running up court, and he calls the play, gives it off to Cooks. Cooks drives in against Mark Lewis, goes up, gets the layup of his own. 4-4, and that's Dominique Cooks, the guard from Australia. And now McNally now has it. Top of the arc on the Q side of your keyboard here for the Penguins. And he gives it up to Alistair Flack. Alistair Flack will have it. He'll dribble around. He'll dish off to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis will drive in, crossover, pull back for the fadeaway. Jumper gets it to drop. 6-4, and the Penguins are up again as Alistair Flack is playing tight defense on Stephen Bennett. Bennett drives down court. He's very quick. Chaminade University sporting the royal blue jerseys with the Chaminade across the front. Dominican sporting the home whites with Penguins across the front. As Bennett drives in, it gets Al Flatt, goes up, draws a little contact, gets the layup. 6-6, 16, 22 on the clock as Mark Lewis now has it in transition for the Penguins. Gives it back up to Alex Ward. Now calling the play, Xander McNally. He's been such a great facilitator, a true point guard. It's a pass first type of mentality. Gets his teammates involved. He dishes out to Mark Lewis, who tries to shoot the long jumper. Doesn't quite get the drop. It's rebounded by Cooks, and Bennett will have it. Bennett gives it up to Cooks. And Bennett will have it again. He'll try to shoot the three, and he gets it to drop. 9-6. And Chaminade goes up against the Penguins with 15 minutes and 50 seconds left here in the first half. Stephen Bennett with the smooth stroke and the three as Alex Ward drives in for the Penguins, tips up, gets it off, but no, snatches his own rebound off of the miss. Dishes it out to Al Flack and gives it to McNally, who then gives it off to Lewis, who now has just passed it to Flack. Flack dribbles, crosses over, tries to pull his own jumper, doesn't quite get it. It's in and out like a fast food restaurant. It's rebounded by Cousins, and Cousins will dish off to Bennett. Bennett has it at the top of the key. He's dribbling in. Oh, and Al Flack runs into the chest of Cousins, and they'll go ahead and call a foul against Cousins, his first foul of the night, and that's a media timeout. Right now, the Swords of Chaminade University lead 9-6 against the Penguins, 15-21 here left in the first half. And it is senior night as we honor Fox Mahoney, Alistair Flatt, and Alex Ward. It's been fast-paced, and both of these teams look to match up pretty well. As we said, Chaminade University is 6-8 in conference. The Penguins are a 6-9 record in conference. Both teams looking to add the seventh win to their record. The Penguins looking to finish as close to 500 as they possibly can on the season. But a great year, an exciting year, fast-paced, a lot of new faces, a lot of new teams, a lot of new places to go. And the DU Penguins have not disappointed in their first year ever of Division II, NCAA Division II basketball. We're all a little tired out here on radio.dominican.edu. It's just Josh Johnson bringing you the action. Taking the bulk of the duties tonight. And we forgot to also introduce our officials for the night. Our officials are none other than Chris Orr, Maurice Brazelton, and Shelby Flowers. Our fantastic officials who will be calling the game tonight. As Alex Ward will go ahead and inbound it for the Penguins, give it up to Xander McNally. And Xander McNally will carry the ball across court, sporting the Nike Huaraches. My favorite kicks right there as he gives it out to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis has got the J's on tonight, sporting the Jordan 12s. You got to love it as Alex Ward drives in for the Penguins, draws a little bit of contact, tries to get the layup, can't get it to drop. As it's rebounded by Pearson. He gives it up to Bennett. Bennett gives it back to Pearson's. Pearson's out, has it. Oh, and it's knocked out of bounds right out of the hands of Xander McNally. Drove in, tried to disrupt the pass, and known for his stealing ability, and will go out of bounds off the hands of McNally. And Bennett goes ahead and calls the play. Rich says he gets ready to inbound. Inbounds it to Hanson. Now gives it up to Bennett again. Bennett has it, tries to pull back for the fadeaway jumper, misses, and it's rebounded by Alex Ward. Ward gives it up to McNally. McNally gives it up to Mark Lewis, who drives down court, tries to get the long jumper, doesn't get it to drop, shows his frustration, is rebounded by Bennett. Bennett will drive down court quick to try to get in transition, but the Penguins get back on defense. And they give out to Pearson, who's wide open on the perimeter. Oh, no, missed it. It's rebounded by Cousins. Cousins loses control of the ball, and it's grabbed by Xander McNally. McNally will have the steal. Dishes out on the wing out to Alistair Flatt. Flatt gives it back to McNally. McNally starts to run the offense. Got some movement going down as Fox Mahoney gets it. Dishes out to McNally, who's on the perimeter. Doesn't choose to take the shot. Dishes cross court to Mark Lewis. Lewis now has it. He's dribbling against Bennett. Back to Flack. Flack, the blazing Australian, gives it up to Ward. Ward gives it back to Flack. Flack tries to pull the jumper. Doesn't quite get it. Shot clock reset. And Bennett carries it down. Gives it up to Dominique Cooks. Cooks dishes out to Pearson's. Pearson's out to Hanson. Hanson will pull three of his own. Gets it to drop. He'll take all three of those. 6-12. And Chaminade is up as Mike Wells gets ready to enter for the Penguins as well as Killian Larson. And the Penguins will have it as Alistair Flatt drives out the court, pulls in with the jump up floater, gets it to drop, 12-8 now, 13-28 on the clock. And Alistair Flatt, the senior, scores his first points of the night. And Bennett now has it for Chaminade. Bennett's trying to figure out what he wants to do with it. Gives it up to Cooks. Cooks back to Bennett. Bennett cross court to Hanson. Hanson, who gets the double team quick, goes down low to Cousins. Great, great play by Chaminade. And Cousins gets a turnaround easy layup, 14-8, and the Penguins are down 6 in the first half. And now Xander McNally will have it for the Penguins. McNally just is off. Down to Ward. Ward dribbles in, dishes out again to Flack. Flack has it. He's out to McNally. McNally's dribbling around. Piece of the screen from Ward. Tries to drive in. Pulls up with a jumper of his own. A little short. Bounces off the tip of the rim. It's rebounded by Cooks. Cooks almost gets it snatched away by McNally. No call. The whistle is blown. And they'll call a foul against Xander McNally. His second foul of the evening as Mike Wells, Killian Larson, and Xavier Muldrow get ready to come in for the Penguins. And Zach Johnson enters the game for the Swords of Chaminade University. Zach Johnson, the guard from Sacramento, California, went to Natomas High School. And Dijon Corvo, a sophomore from Serbia, is in for Chaminade. Chaminade dishes out to Hanson. Hanson will pull his own jumper. He'll miss it. It's rebounded by Al Flack. Flack now has it across the timeline for the Penguins. Flack is dribbling around. Gives it up to Mike Wells. Mike Wells, the former Cal Pack freshman year, gives it up to Fox Mahoney. Mahoney drives in, tries to dish out behind him to Al Flack. Al Flack wasn't expecting it and sails out of bounds. Score is still 14-8. 12-11 here left on the clock as Bennett gets ready to enter the game in again for the Penguins. Bennett will come in for Cooks as Cooks exits the game. And now running the point, it seems like, for Chaminade is Corvo. Corvo will get the ball again. Pump fakes, gives it back up top to Bennett. Bennett has it, dishes back to Corvo. Corvo looks like he wants to shoot the jumper, but he calls for a screen. Oh, and it's stolen away by Xavier Muldrow. Muldrow gets the steal. Easy layups. Snatched it right out of the hands of Bennett. Ran down court and got two of his own. Xavier Muldrow. And loving the socks tonight, X. He's rocking the gold and black socks. As now Corvo has it. Dishes off to Pearson. Pearson has it under the court for the Swords. Corvo has it with dish up top to Bennett. Bennett drives in. Oh, gets down low to Pearson's. Pearson tries to draw some contact. Oh, it's tipped out by Fox Mahoney. He should have grabbed the rebound on that one. As Bennett now has it. And good ball movement against the zone of the Penguins right now. Chaminade is trying to find the open man. Chaminade has it. This is off to Hanson. Hanson off to Pearson's. Pearson's back to Corvo. Corvo pump fakes, dribbles in. Oh, and he's called for the travel. Took too many steps on that one. 14-10. The Penguins are up. And the timeout is called. Immediate timeout. And that means it's time for me, the media, to give you a little info about Dominican Athletics. If you need any information about Dominican Athletics, you should go on www.dominicanathletics.com to find out all your up-to-date news on all DU sports, basketball, softball, soccer, lacrosse, whatever your vice is. Also, Twitter.com/Dominican Sports. Twitter.com/Dominican Sports. We know you got a Twitter if you live in the year 2010. You should go ahead and check us out on Twitter for all your in-game updates from SID Brandon Davis. Also, Facebook.com/Dominican Athletics. Even my mom has a Facebook. You should go on Facebook.com and join Dominican Athletics just like she did. Go ahead and add us as a friend on Facebook. Also, Gelati Brothers Contractors, they've been building San Rafael since 1914. They are a proud sponsor of Penguin Athletics. And Wells Fargo is another proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. Wells Fargo provides free checking and direct deposit for Dominican students. Visit a banker today for details or go on wellsfargo.com. And at the end of that timeout, we're coming back. As the Penguins are down by 4 in the first half with 11-10 left. But the Penguins are going off momentum after a great steal from Xavier Muldrow, the sensational sophomore, the X Factor here. As the Penguins now have the ball on the Q side of the keyboard, as Killian Larson will have it down low for the Penguins. Oh, Larson gets the pass from Flack and he loses control of it. They call a jump ball and it will go to the direction of the Penguins. No, they call the foul against the Penguins. And that will be Killian Larson's first foul of the evening. believe he got the foul against Hanson. And Hanson will go ahead and inbound it. Now in for the Swords of Chaminade is number 12, Kevin Kusel. Kusel has it. He's very quick, very nimble. Dribbles in. Kusel tries to go up and around. Gets the ball dished off to Johnson. And Zach Johnson with the turnaround layup. Gets it in 16-10. And the Penguins almost have their back against the wall here as Alistair Flatt carries across court. Great, great shot by Johnson, who's an imposing figure in the paint at 6'9". And now, oh, it's snatched away as the Penguins had a little miscommunication on that one, and Bennett came up with the steal. Bennett has it, dribbles up against Muldrow. Muldrow just out to Hanson. Hanson out top to Pearson. Pearson will pull a three. Oh, and misses. It's rebounded by Kusel. Kusel gives it out again to Hanson. Hanson gets the second shot and makes it. 19-10 timeout. Penguins. And Coach Brett Tavani is going to try to rally the troops here and figure out what's going on. You don't want momentum to go too far. As my man Mike Wells says, Uncle Mo will change his address anytime. You got to keep him at home. It's 19-10, 9 minutes and 58 seconds here left in the first half, and the Penguins are down by 9. As Chaminade University has no problem pulling the jumper. A lot of offensive awareness and firepower on this Chaminade squad. Very quick guards and several players who don't mind pulling the jimmy from way beyond the arc. The Penguins are going to have a tough one tonight. But, hey, every game in the Pacific West has always been a great game, and you should tune in right now on radio.dominican.edu. Also, tonight's visual and video provided live by B2 Networks. B2TV.com is where you can go, and you can watch the game for a little small fee and listen to radio.dominican.edu. As Xavier Muldrow has the ball across the timeline for the Penguins, Muldrow has it at the top of the arc. Dishes off to Alex Ward in the perimeter. Alex Ward has it. He looks to go down low to Wells, but dishes back again to Muldrow. Muldrow gives it up to Mike Wells. Mike Wells is guarded tightly by Kusel. Wells gives it in, gives it up to Killian Larson, who tries to go between the two defenders. Larson goes up hard and gets the layup. 19-12, Killian Larson with the score. Killian Larson, the sophomore, who has developed and grown leaps and bounds since his first game here at Dominican, playing great as a true freshman. As Hanson now has the ball off the pass from Bennett. Hanson likes to shoot the three, but he misses that one. It's rebounded by Xavier Muldrow. Muldrow now has it by the Penguins. This is off to Flack. Flack gives it right back up to Muldrow. Muldrow gives it off to Flack again. Flack will drive baseline. Pull up for the jumper. Gets it. Alistair Flack. 19-14, and the Penguins are trying to fight back. Alistair Flack with a great shot there. Nice little touch there on the ball as Bennett is guarded tightly by Muldrow. Muldrow snatches away. Gets the steal. Muldrow goes down court, but no, he loses the ball once again. It's knocked out of bounds by Bennett. The ball sailed all the way cross court and out of bounds, and the Penguins will get to have the ball again. And now Mark Lewis subs in for Alistair Flack. Mark Lewis has now entered the game. And for Chaminade, Cousins has re-entered for Chaminade. That is Matt Cousins, the 6'8 sophomore from Santa Rosa, California. As the Penguins now have it. And Xavier Muldrow, he's dribbling around with it. Dishes off to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis has the ball, gives it back up to Muldrow. Muldrow dishes down low to Mike Wells. Mike Wells with the turnaround jumper. Oh, a little too deep, but it's rebounded by Larson. Killian Larson goes up again, misses, air balls the layup, and it's rebounded by Kusel for the Swords. Kusel has it. Kusel's dribbling. Gives it up to Bennett. Bennett's guarding it tightly. He's already been snatched twice by Muldrow. He's not going to take his chances. He's going to call for the screen from Zach Johnson. Bennett drives in. Bennett drives in. Gets the floater layup. He gets the drop. 21-14. Stephen Bennett with yet again another great play for the Swords. And he has played phenomenally at the point guard position all throughout the season for the Swords. And now Mark Lewis has it for the Penguins. Dishes up top again to Muldrow. Muldrow gives it out again on the perimeter, out in the wing to Alex Ward. Ward has it, goes down low to Larson. Larson with the turnaround jumper right in the face of Johnson, gets it to drop. 21-16, and the freshman's playing like he's a senior right now. And Kusel now has it. He's trying to call a play, and Mark Lewis is guarding him tightly as Kusel drives in for the Penguins, tries to go up, gets it off, dishes off to Johnson. Johnson goes up, misses the dunk, but he'll go to the line for the Swords as he draws the foul from Alex Ward. And as Ward's first, the team's fourth. And immediate timeout once again. And we are reminding all our home fans here tonight that we are on B2 Networks, B2TV.com, here on radio.dominican.edu. All next season, the volleyball games and basketball games, men and women's, will be brought to you here on B2 Networks in association with Dominican Athletics. Well, right now the score is 21-16. The Swords lead Dominican University here in the Collins Center. 7 minutes and 24 seconds left in the half. Dominican with 4 total team fouls, and Chaminade with only 2 total team fouls. And some recent stats here for you in this media timeout. Right now, Chaminade is shooting about 56% from the floor. They're 3-for-6 from beyond the arc, and they have not made any free throws yet tonight. Dominican is shooting 40% from the floor, and they are 0-for-1 from beyond the arc. So the Penguins need to get it going fast. Right now, performing tremendously, defensively and offensively, for the Swords of Chaminade University. Stephen Bennett, point guard with 9 total points. And right behind him is Matt Cousins, 5 total points. And total rebounds is Chandler Pearson, who has 3 total defensive rebounds. As Zach Johnson will go to the line for the Swords, and he'll miss the first one. Johnson misses the first of free throws, and that's got to drive his coach crazy. You got to make the free ones, especially against a team like Dominican, who's known to bounce back at any given time. Johnson goes ahead and misses the second one. Oh, it's rebounded by Cousins. Cousins has it. Dribbles in, dishes back out to Johnson. Johnson has it. He'll give it up to Bennett. And Bennett goes ahead and sits at the top of the key and calls the play. Right there, just past the half-court line. Bennett drives in. Oh, crosses over. Xavier Muldrow dishes out with the pass to Dominique Cooks, who's re-entered the game for the Swords. Cooks dribbles back, trying to find the open man, gives it up to Bennett. And Bennett calls for the screen against Xavier Muldrow. Bennett drives in, covered by 2 Penguins, will sit out, try to shoot the 3. Oh, and it's in and out, and it's snatched out of the hands of Cousins by Alex Ward. Great aggressive rebound by Alex Ward. Score is still 21-16, 6:45 here left on the clock. Alex Ward has it for the Penguins. Ward will have it. Give it up to Xavier Muldrow. Muldrow has it, dribbles around, gets the screen from Larson. Larson pulls another screen again from Mike Wells after he gets the ball from Muldrow. Wells has it, gives it up to Ward. Alex Ward pump fakes, dribbles in, pump fakes against 2 defenders, tries to shoot the shot, does not get the foul, does not get the whistle. It's rebounded by Pearson's as Bennett now carries across the timeline for the Swords. Bennett has it, gives it up to Johnson to Cousins, back to Bennett, and it's snatched away by Muldrow, and Xavier Muldrow with the steal. Muldrow has it, and no call. Muldrow pulls the jumper, gets the shot. And the foul was committed way before the shot was taken. And 42 Shane Hansen now will return for the Silver Swords. And Fox Mulholland will return for the Penguins, as the ball will now be inbounded by the Penguins after the foul against Muldrow, after the steal. It has to be 3 steals tonight for Xavier Muldrow. He's getting it. As Mark Lewis gets the ball off the inbound, pulls the jumper, doesn't get it. It's rebounded by Pearson, and they dish up court fast in transition to Bennett. Bennett has it, gives it up to Hansen. Hansen gives it right back to Bennett. As Bennett gets the screen from Pearson, gives it down low to Cousins. Cousins goes up with the jumper. Oh, gets the layup, and he'll go to the line. He'll draw the foul for the extra point opportunity. 23-16. And Chaminade University is doing all they can to keep these Penguins off their tail. And that foul will be on Mike Wells as Alistair Flack gets ready to re-enter the game for the Penguins. Flack will come in for Mike Wells. As Cousins goes ahead and attempts his first free throw of the night. And it's good for Cousins. 24-16, and Muldrow, who's playing the point tonight, will carry the cup to court for the Penguins. Mojo has it. This is off to Al Flat. Back out to Mark Lewis. Lewis out again to Mojo. Mojo out to Flat. Back to Mojo. Mojo gives it up to Ward. Ward to Flat. Flat down low to Fox Mulholland, who loses control of the ball in transition. Now here comes Silver Swords as Cousins went to try to duck it and got blocked. Just manhandled by Alex Ward and fell right out of bounds. The foul will be against Alex Ward, but I'll take that one as the ball is going to go ahead and be inbounded by Chaminade. Alex Ward wasn't going to let him happen. Nuh-uh, not in this house. Alex Ward bashed his business. You don't go for dunks against Alex Ward to make you pay for him as Pearson's now has it. Dishes out to Cooks. Cooks will pull the jumper. The odd little shot. Air balls, and it's rebounded. And again by Xavier Mojo. Mojo gives it up to Mark Lewis, who will now carry it across court for the Penguins. Lewis now has it. He's rocking the Michael Jordans, the Air Jordans, the 12s, the old schools. Down low, Lewis has it. He tries to dribble out. Gives it out to Alex Ward. Ward goes again to Mojo. Mojo drives in, gets the floater. And that was Alistair Flack with the assist on that one as Xavier Mojo went ahead and got the floater. Mojo, just a boost of energy for these Penguins all throughout the season. His defense is great. He's a great facilitator on the offensive end. Xavier Mojo, originally from Riverside, California. Mojo drives in as Bennett will go ahead and get the foul. And that foul will be on Xavier Mojo, his first foul, team six foul. And Pearsons will inbound it for the Swords. Pearsons give it up to Cooks. Cooks back again to Bennett, who's guarded tightly. Number five guarding number five. As Pearsons now have it, dribbles in, gives it up to Hanson. Hanson out again to Bennett. Bennett dribbles, and he almost picks up the screen from Hanson, but doesn't work. Mojo's too fast. Gives it out to Bennett. Bennett, Mojo falls. Bennett tries to pull back, pulls the fade away, but doesn't quite get it to drop as it's rebounded by Fox Mulholland and gives it up to Mojo. Mojo goes down court to Mark Lewis with the reverse layup. The Kobe layup by Mark Lewis, 24-20, and DU is back in this game. 4 minutes on the clock, 24-20. Chaminade is still up. As Bennett now has it, he's dribbling against Mojo. Mojo guards him tightly. Owen Cooks now has it for Chaminade, but it's snatched away by Mojo. Mojo has it, gives it up to Mark Lewis, and Mark Lewis couldn't quite catch up with it. Got his feet tangled up with the defender on that one. Ball went straight out of bounds. And Chaminade would have another opportunity to inbound it. Media timeout. And this media timeout is brought to you by TMB Sports, a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. TNB Sports, in business since 1946. You can look them up online, www.tnbsports.com. Just get them off. You get blazed when the mic's off. Shot when it's on. You probably ducks when they laid the gunshot. We'll be back at you after this short timeout. Up in the clip to give a speech to you. Me and Premier, we kind of the same in ways. We both speak with our hands in dangerous ways. Rap now is a circus of clowns. A whole lot of lip from clicks. I probably wrap circles around. I'm the next best to reach a peak, formerly known as the best kept secret. I guess that I just leaked it. Rickets, tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb. Boom, bam, got we got some stats updates for you right now. Dominican is only shooting 41% from the floor. They're still a goose egg from beyond the arc. Chaminade shooting about 47.6 from the floor, 33% from beyond the arc, and they're 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. Right now leading the DUs in total points is Mark Lewis and Alistair Flack. Total rebounds, offensively and defensively, is Alistair Flack and Alex Ward. Now in for the Penguins is Mike Wells, as off the inbounds, Bennett will have it. The Penguins are playing tight defense, full court man. Al Flack is all over Bennett. Bennett's dribbling, he'll get the screen. Oh, and he's double covered, gives out to Hanson. Hanson pump fakes, jab steps, drives in, pulls up for the jumper, misses. It's rebounded by Cousins, and the foul is against Cousins. And that's Cousins' second foul of the game. And Alex Ward will go ahead and inbound it to Alistair Flack for the Penguins. Chili the Penguin is in the house too. The great, great mascot here. And now the Penguins have it as Mike Wells gets the ball. Ooh, almost misses it off his hip, but grabs it. Gives it up to Al Flack. Al Flack's going to call the offense. Alistair Flack, 17 on shot clock, pulls the jumper. Oh, gets it to drop. High bounce off the back of the rim, drops in. 24-23, and just like that, Dominican is within a point of Chaminade. Now Bennett will have it. He carries it cross court for Chaminade's guard, tightens it. Ballister flat. Bennett's dribbling. 19 on the shot clock, 18 on the shot clock for Bennett. Bennett will drive in, go up, dishes out to Cousins, off the hands of Cousins, and it goes out of bounds. Score still 24-23. 2 minutes and 45 seconds left in this first half. A very tight, exciting game. If you're in the Marin County area, I don't know what you're doing at home. Get down here to the Collins Center. You got a barn burner on our hands. As Al Flack will dribble the ball again for the Penguins. Gives it up to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis, very streaky, but when he's on, he's on. Gives it up to Mike Wells. Mike Wells back again to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis down low to Larson. Larson back to Lewis. Back to Wells. Wells again back to Lewis. Lewis will drive in. Sees an opening. Pulls up for the jumper, and then he gets it. It's all good. 25-24, Dominican leads. With 2 minutes and 10 seconds left, and Mark Lewis will play tight defense against Kusel. Kusel will now have it and give it up to Pearsons. Pearsons has it. He's known for his jumper, and also his Hanson, and now dribbles against Alex Ward. Hanson, oh, and it's snatched away by Mark Lewis. As Hanson trying to pass it to Kusel. And Mark Lewis gets the two. 27-24, a minute and 50 left. And momentum has now swung sides for the Penguins now as five of the Swords get ready to enter in for Chaminade University. They're looking for a whole new regime as Bennett now will drive it. Goes in against Larson, dishes out to Pearsons. Pearsons out to Kusel. Kusel will pull the three, tips off the tip of the rim, but it's rebounded by Hanson. Hanson gives it up again to Pearsons, and Kusel will now have it at the top of the key. Kusel looks for Bennett, but he's guarded tightly by Alistair Flack. Hanson goes ahead, gives it off to Bennett. Bennett will drive in, step back. Still has the ball in his hands. Gets it, gives it off to Pearsons. Pearsons gives it again to Bennett. Bennett drives in against Mark Lewis, crosses over, goes right, goes left, trying to find an opening. He's guarded tightly by the Penguins. Great defense by Dominican as Pearson drives in, and oh, he gets the floater just around the outstretched arms of Mike Wells. 26-27, a minute left here on the clock, and Al Flack will carry it across the timeline for the Penguins. Al Flack has it, gives it off to Mike Wells. Mike Wells pulls the jumper and misses it, but no, it's snatched down. The rebound is Al Flack, and Al Flack goes up for the layup. Oh, air ball, rebounded by Larson. Larson goes up, and he's fouled on the attempted layup, and he'll go to the line for the Penguins. And that foul will go on number 42, Shane Hansen, his first foul of the night. Score still 27-26. The Penguins lead by one as Killian Larson will go to the cherry stripe for the DUs. Kenny Larson shoots his first and misses. Subbing in now for the Silver Swords is none other than Cooks. Dejon Corvo. Chris Smith. Zach Johnson. And that is all. Oh, also, Kevin Kusel still within the game. No, Cooks has left, and Cooks is re-entering. Just as Killian Larson made a second. 28-26, 38 seconds left. It's Corvo now has it for the Silver Swords. Corvo has it. He's dribbling against Alistair Flack. Gives it up to Chris Smith. Smith has it. Gives it back to Cooks. Cooks dribbles, goes right, goes left, off the screen of Smith. He's back again to Corvo. Corvo will have it. Dribbles in. He's guarded tightly by Alistair Flack. I can get to Smith. Smith goes up top. Silver Swords have it. Oh, it's knocked out of the hands of the player by Alistair Flack. No, that was Mike Wells as Mark Lewis has it all by himself down court. Spin around layup. Oh, doesn't get the points. Just off the tip of the rim. 28-26. 6 seconds left. Cooks carries it up court for the Swords. Just out of the hands of Chaminade University. Oh, no, with the turnaround jumper was Ryan Lawler had the turnaround jumper. Doesn't quite get it. Drops 28-26. And just late in the second half, the Penguins have taken over, and it's halftime now. And the Penguins lead going into the half. 28-26 versus the Swords of Chaminade University. We'll be back at you in the middle of this halftime with your halftime stats and extravaganza from me, Josh Johnson, as well as more news from our sponsors and where you can find more information about DU Athletics. Stay tuned. Welcome to all our viewers on B2TV.com. For every Chaminade is trying to go against the tough zone DU plays, just, you know, with good ball movement, moving around, but Dominican has been able to just fight back and stay in this game.
17:45 to go. Fox, or Alistair Flack on the line, out there with Fox, out there with Ward and Lewis and McNally. The first one goes by the Australian 33-30 Penguins. He'll go again. Gets to shoot two since the bucket didn't fall when the foul happened. Second one is nothing but swish. Good job for the four-year man. Tonight is final night of collegiate play. Inbounds. Bennett takes it up on the right side. Oh, with a drifter stolen away by McNally. Xander with a great play now. Oh, trying to get it away from him is Bennett. And it goes out of bounds off of Fox Mulholland after McNally with the no-look toward the end line. Boy, Bennett, Josh, didn't want to give that thing up. And he really was reaching in behind him and trying to get the ball back, and eventually Chaminade gets it back.
Well, Bennett has been aggressive all game, Stu. He's been a guy to get a lot of things going for the Chaminade team in the first half, and he's trying to keep that up. But Xander McNally is another guy who, if you forget about him, he'll sneak in and he'll get those steals, which is what he's so great of doing and why Dominican was so excited to have him this season.
Tyler Sokol's entered the game in place of Fox Mulholland, 17-13 to go. The jumper by Chaminade, no good, 34-30 Penguins. Out of bounds, DU ball. As Ward throws it in to McNally, who brings it up on the right side of the insignia. Back over to McNally between the circles, over to Lewis on the left wing. Lewis really wants to shoot it. Now they get it out there to Ward. Good patience on the part of the Penguins. Here's it. Oh, soft jumper by Al. Doesn't go off. I thought he was going to take it. Now they get it to Ward on the open look, down low. Outside, three ball on the way. Lewis in and out. Now fighting for it is Sokol with a putback, Tyler. Check it. I said it was Sokol. It's Killian Larson. Both guys 6'10", Josh. I can't believe I made that mistake, but you're right. Killian Larson with the deuce. Sokol's not in there. Okay. Down with it now. For those of you watching on the B2 Network, watching the game, that is Killian Larson fans. Not Tyler Sokol, as mentioned by yours truly. 36-30, Penguins have it again. Here's a softie now by Killian, who can show that he can shoot the 15-footer from the right elbow as well as from up close. Now stolen away from Bennett by Al Flack just for an instant, though, and then Chaminade gets it back. Bennett takes it up. That Bennett's quick. And he really has a way of powering through the defense to get the ball to the other end. I mean, he takes it right to him. Here's a soft jumper for three by Shane Hansen. Let's see, that was Shane Hansen, the 6'6" junior out of Canyon Lake. And now, foul's called against Stephen Bennett, and that is his first. Well, that's not right. They said his first, but it's actually his third. That's the second team foul committed by Chaminade in the second half. Penguins haven't committed any. 38-33, Penguins by 5, 15.5. Welcoming everybody on the radio, the Penguin Radio Network on radio.dominican.edu, as well as the B2TV.com network. For those of you watching this game, welcome into senior night. Here's Josh.
Yep, Stu, one thing we've seen that Chaminade's been able to do is have good ball movement and get it out to their shooters that spot up on a three. We see Pearsons, who was able to shoot well from the arc in the first half. Also, Hansen, who's also able, who doesn't mind sitting back and taking the three and taking the jumper. And the head coach of Chaminade has shown that he's not afraid to put a whole new starting five in there and get them inside and trying to get some movement going around and a lot of different looks that Dominican is seeing. One thing I say DU should do is keep forcing the issue, keep playing up-tempo ball, and tighten up defensively. That's going to be the key in this game, is how good they play defense against a Chaminade team that seems to be able to score from every facet of the court. So I would like to see Dominican just pump up the defense, which they've done a good job of doing so far in this first half and going into the second half. So far the second half, excuse me, going into the second half.
38-33, fans, 15-34. The final night of play for Alistair Flack, Alex Ward, and Fox Mulholland. Ward and Mulholland, a couple of one-year men. Alistair Flack, however, the four-year guy, came in here, blew everybody's mind as a freshman, and continued to improve all 4 years. Been just a great Penguin. Can't say enough about that guy, good old number three. All right, fans, here we go to the end of the timeouts come. Penguins have it now, under the hoop. Oh, McNally almost with some trouble. He did have trouble. He had trouble, but he got rid of it at the last second. Larson's in there down low. Here's a soft jumper from Al Flack, a long two ball. Boy, oh boy, he was hanging up in the air forever. That was vintage Flack right there, fans. Left wing, big long two from 17 and a half. In fact, I'm going to give him 18. Oh, brother. Now the pass intended down low. This one goes to Flack. He gets it after McNally reached into the sky and grabbed one on the way. Here's a long three ball by Lewis. Goes up. No. Flack is in there fighting for everything. His final half of play and thrown across the court. Penguins on defense. And another steal for the DUs as Kevin Kusel couldn't hang on to it. Here's the runner up in the lane by Chandler Pearson, a 6'3" junior, and the Penguins foul on the way. And that may be one of those good fouls, Josh.
That probably was a good foul, Stu. You know, you hate to say good foul, but at the same time, the Penguins were going to score, and you at least take the chance of sending one of them to the line to miss a free throw. But Mark Lewis,
yep,
pretty good stroke. He's not known to miss a whole lot of free throws.
Nope, you're absolutely right. They'll get Lewis to the line now after the foul on Pearson, his second on the way. Lewis in and out.
Whoa.
And it turns out to be one of those good fouls. 40-33, once in a while, fans, when you know it's going in, if you can keep from doing it flagrantly, and you don't have too many at this point in the game, second one's good. Then it turns out to be a good foul, so the Penguins benefit by only one foul, or 1 point, I should say, as Flat gets hammered coming across the line. He slides but jumps right back up. Now a left-handed jumper goes off. And Killian Larson sticks an arm in there, and it is on Larson. And oftentimes when it's way down low, Josh, way down low, you can count on the 6'10" being a part of it, and he got rung up right there. Larson, first-year man with the Penguins, had a tremendous, tremendous campaign. Matt Cousins on the line. He buries it, so he gets the bucket and the point, 41-36, 14 and a half to go. McNally bringing it up. He picks up a screen now from Killian. Dumps it off now to Al Flack, who goes no look down low. Killian, turnaround jumper, 180 degrees, yes. And that one hung on the rim for an instant, 14-10 to go. Penguins up, 43-36. Tavani up on his feet. Penguin cheerleaders are getting nervous. Penguin broadcasters are very nervous, as usual, in these situations. Final game of the year, home or otherwise. And the DUs are right there, 43-36. Penguins on defense, drifting around, 11 on the shot clock. Chaminade, they've got it back and forth. Kevin Kusel keeps dumping it off to Cooks. Cooks from the top of the key, straight away, missed it deep. Killian had a hand on it. Killian had a hand on Matt Cousins as Cousins did it again, Josh. And that could turn into three once again.
Well, you're right about that, Sue. I mean, Killian was just down there. He probably had a little too much contact. His Cousins went up. He had his hands around his waist a little bit. Didn't really like the call from the ref, but you got to be smart. And like we always say, adjust to the officiating. That's key. And you know, if they call you for that foul, you got to stay off of it. And he'll go out of the game now with three fouls because it's going to be a little too – they don't want it to be too costly to have Killian in the game right now.
Penguins bring a three-pack in, and Mike Wells and Xavier Muldrow and – Tyler Sokol. So Sokol is in there now. Wells out on the left wing. And he's got the ball now with a head fake. Wells down low to Ward. Ward works a pivot. Ward works his way in. Now softly off the glass. And that's a window ball right there. That was nothing but the way he played that off the glass, Josh, after he beat his guy. And stepping around Matt Cousins at 6'8" is not that easy to do. 45-39, Cousins with the ball down low. Oh, And Ward got in the way of it. Ward kept it out of the hands of Cousins. Cousins' third shot on goal. Finally it goes. Coach Maher wants the foul called under the bucket. There was so much traffic. You get three shots on goal and a timeout is, uh-oh.
And they call a tech against the coaching staff of Chaminade, it looks like.
So just I was mentioning that Maher wanted the foul called, but he got a little too demonstrative. And what happened was the technical was called. So Mike Wells goes to the line for the Penguins, who will have the opportunity to take point possession now. And he misses the first one on a pretty full house here at the Conlin Center. Second one goes down for Wells. So he makes one of two to make it 46-41. But the Penguins will get the ball back, Josh. And that's... You hate to say there's ever beauty in a technical, but if you're the non-recipient team of the tee, then you get point in possession, and that's what the Penguins got.
Right, right. And you know what? As a coach, you know, Tavani was talking before the game, hey, I haven't got a tech all year. I'm doing pretty good. You know, it happens, and it's a part of the game, but then again, you have to watch, you know, your composure and make sure you maintain that, even though you may not like a certain call that you get from the officials.
I've only seen Tavani with one or two since his tenure here at Dominican. Up with it, Xavier Muldrow from under the bucket. He had no angle. Xavier couldn't get it to go. He hit the bottom of the rim, taken down by Kevin Kusel. Kusel dumps it off to Cooks at the last second between the circles. He's got Xavier Muldrow on him, and Muldrow now really with the striped socks. Muldrow really wants to steal this thing away. He feels like he had a real opportunity. Kusel down low, stolen away by McNally. Boy, they just keep looking for Cousins down low, and the Penguins are picking it up all night. Three ball Wells on the way, Mike Wells! And that's gigantic to put the Penguins up by 7, 48-41, 11:50 to go, fans. After Wells answering with the three, answers the steal with the three, answers the tee with the three. And that's not bad. Kusel goes top of the key now to Cooks on the right wing. Now they work it down low to the big man. That's Zach Jansen at 6'9 out of Sacramento. And he can't get it with the left-handed hook shot. Penguins cannot get the rebound, though. Here goes Cousins thinking about it. Oh, Cousins walked with it. Cousins got right up on Mike Wells. And he drifted across the lane, Josh. And he couldn't get the ball out of his hands. Immediate timeout is called, and Cousins gets called on the travel. And I'll travel over to Josh now for this media timeout. Fans, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Well, you can't walk with it in basketball, and that's what they just called. Good call there by the ref. It was pretty blatant. A lot of people saw it. You saw the home fans erupt as soon as he took those few steps. But, hey, that's basketball, and we love it here. We welcome all our viewers out there on B2TV.com. Also, radio.dominican.edu, where the audio is provided by me and the great Stuart Horn. We're reminding you can find more information about DU anytime on www.dominicanathletics.com. And that's info about all athletics, basketball, soccer, lacrosse, whatever your vice is. Also, follow us on twitter.com/DominicanSports. That's twitter.com/DominicanSports or facebook.com/DominicanAthletics. You know what, Stu? I just got a Twitter, and I joined Dominican on the Twitter account.
Yeah.
And Gus, I'm following a few people. They call you followers, so you got to follow somebody.
Right.
I'm following a few people, and I got a few people following me.
Well, can you blame them for that?
You can't blame them. I'm following Shaq.
Oh, you're following Shaq?
I'm following Kobe. Not Kobe. Kobe doesn't have one. But, you know, a lot of other good players. Shaq. Maybe Charles Barkley might get one. But, you know, I'm going to try to get Shaq to follow DU Athletics. Maybe I can do that. Maybe I can pull it off. Maybe I can get in real good with Shaq on the Twitter page.
Why wouldn't he want to?
I don't know. I got to fight
through. Shaq would want to know what the score is right now. He's probably asking around. What's the score of that Dominican game?
I might have to fight through the other 1.5 million followers he has, but you know what?
Penguins shooting 43% so far in the, in the entirety of the game. 50% in the second half, though. Overall, 43 to Chaminade's 44. Up with it now. DU's got it. Out of bounds. No McNally tried to work it out of bounds. He could not do so. 11:06 to go as the clock rolls. In transition, Chaminade as they pick it up on the unforced error. Penguins by 7 now. Outside, Chaminade's got it. Silver Swords in the Conlin Center for the first time this season. Left side now. Cooks wants it. 19 on the shot clock. A lot of catch being played. Kusel out there. Now they get it back over to Pearson. Pearson, thinks three ball over the top of Xavier Muldrow, but doesn't get it to go. He's got it again, top of the key, Cooks. Drives in left side, four on the shot. Cooks off the glass, two. And Cooks buries it. Good ball control there. Excellent work there on the part of the Silver Swords. He gets it to fall, 48-43. 10.5 to go, fans. McNally, left side. Xavier with the, he had the drifting screen there, but ran back inside it on the double take. 10-15 to go. Penguins now working the clock themselves. Penguins with a 5-point lead. McNally, top of the key, right between the circles now. If you're watching us on the B2TV.com network, down low. Now, Penguins have it top of the key. McNally, 3-ball on the way, missed it left. Taken down on the rebound by Matt Cousins, a 6'8 sophomore out of Santa Rosa. Went to Cardinal Newman High. Cooks now brings it up. Cooks at 6'4 is a pretty big man for playing that one position. Now they work it down low, and the pass from Cooks to Cousins, and that was masterful. 9.5 to go, fans. Penguins now only by 3. Penguins got the big guy in there with Zach Johnson. That Johnson can fill it up something crazy. He's a grad student out of Sacramento, and Johnson is a big dude. Josh at 6'9". And there's a 3-pointer by Tyler Sokol, who can do it all, fans, not just down low. Sokol, a skilled shooter outside. And he picks up a tray ball, and that was large for the DU's. 51-45 coming up on 9 minutes. And Sokol had a finger on it, tried to run it out of bounds. He did run it out of bounds. He was trying to keep it in bounds. And now the Penguins will send Larson and Fox Mulholland back in there, along with Al Flack. Oh, Flack. Flack is getting a lot of minutes tonight, as well as the start on senior send-off night, his last night of collegiate basketball.
And a great night he's been playing. So he's gotten some points, and he's there about to get a score in transition now for the Penguins.
Well, we'll see. Flack goes up with a nice buckling scissor legs after McNally swiped it on the way in. Penguins couldn't get the score, but a little more time comes off the clock as Dominique Cooks brings it up against Al Flack. One of these will get it down there the last couple of minutes of play. It'll be the last points for all of these guys, all the seniors anyway. Last point for everybody in the season, but especially for the seniors. 8.5 to go. Penguins on defense. Kusel, 3-ball on the way, yes. 51-48, tons of Silver Sword fans in the house. Left side. Muldrow's got it. Now he goes back to the top of the key where McNally's been playing. McNally with a stutter step, goes left, goes right, picks up a foul, or at least he grabbed a big whistle. And Killian Larson twisted that right ankle, Josh. Twisted, I think it's his right ankle. And when you're 6'10", when you twist an ankle, the entire stadium feels it when you hit the deck. And he did, and I felt it. I thought we were having an 8.4 on the Richter scale earthquake there, but no, it was just Larson with a twisted ankle. And the Penguins don't need any more twisted limbs after losing Austin Bryan just a couple of weeks ago. On the way, McNally. No, very deep. That one wasn't even close. 51-48, and the Penguins need every one of these as we're coming down the stretch, 8:18 to go. Chili the Penguin in the house. Josh, the broadcaster's in the house, too. He's to my right. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Second one is good. Penguins by 5. Cook bringing it up. 3 against 3. Al Flack reaches in. Flack steals it away. Oh, and Xavier Muldrow's right there to help him. Now the no-look up by McNally is good! McNally in the air forever pounds it down!
How about the athleticism from Xander McNally on that one? Great, great play. Goes airborne. Gets the reverse layup. Wanted the foul on that one, but great, great job by Xander McNally.
The steal started with Al Flack. It was helped out by Xavier Muldrow, who gave it off to McNally at the last second, who hung in the air for the double up and under. And then Chaminade answers with a deuce of their own. Delay of game warning on Chaminade, and now a media timeout has been called. So Chaminade has picked up the delay of game warning. That is not an official foul, but it is a warning. Next time it'll turn into something. They did pick up a T earlier on the Chaminade coaching staff, which, I don't know, they were up on their feet, Josh. Penguins coaching staff is up on their feet on occasion. Actually, never more than one, and maybe that's what the foul was. Maybe the foul came because they all got up.
Well, from my experience, you know, from watching basketball all these years and paying attention to sports as well as I do, it's not you getting up yelling at the ref that Yeshua Tech. It's what you said while yelling. So you can yell up and say, what call was that? But if what call was that turns into wet bleep, 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 you might get a little, you know, you got, might get the tea thrown up by the ref. So
you got to keep it to two bleeps.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep it to two bleeps at least.
Anything over two bleeps is too many.
Well, one bleep is enough. Two bleeps, you're pushing it. But, hey, it happens, and it's happened, you know. Hey, it's happened to our squad. It's happened to other squads. You just don't want to get techs on the bench, so you got to keep your players and your bench under control. But right now, the Penguins are hustling. And how about that steal from Alistair Flack, assisted by Xavier Muldrow and then Xander McNally.
That might be the play of the night right
there. I said that's the play of the season, tell you the truth. Yeah, two guys for a steal. Then one of the guys was on the ground for the steal with the assist to Xander McNally, who went up with a tremendous layup, put the icing on the cake. You got to be excited about it. I mean,
oh, are you kidding? I can't believe that it happened, and there was no whistle on the play. There was no jump ball called. Flack just got in there, fought the thing away, and Xavier Muldrow was waiting in perfect position for Alistair to kind of flip it out to him and then flipped it off to McNally. That may have been the play of the season, if not the play of the night. 7:43, 54:50. And Brandon Davis is in the house, fans. Two committed by the Penguins in the second half, five committed by the Silver Swords. Flack's got it, and he's out there with McNally. They are out there, with Killian Larson, who just dropped it and threw it away. He didn't really throw it. He just muffed it away. Here's a runner now by Kusel. He missed it short, but in perfect position is Matt Cousins waiting, and he puts it back. That Cousins got a lot of points tonight, Josh. In fact, we just got the stat sheet. I'd be interested how many Cousins has. Well,
Cousins is running it right now with 17 total points. I mean, he has just been a beast down low for the Chaminade team, using a lot of finesse and getting those points.
Horseshoe by Alistair Flack, thinking three ball. Flack's been on his game tonight, playing beautifully. Playing some beautiful defense, and he's got himself some three-pointers. Flack now slams into Shane Hansen, the 6'6" junior. As Hansen had set a nice screen, he'd come set, and Flack whammed right into him. Now it's stolen away again by Fox Mulhall, and the Penguins with the steals tonight are... That's what's making the difference, and the difference is only two right now. 6:34 to go, fans. We're coming right down to the wire. The Penguins' lead is two. It was two at the half. Now Flack's got it. He goes between the legs. Killian with the screen. Alistair with the two ball. On the way, yes. Top of the key on the left wing. He was about 6 feet left of center. And he buries a nice swish ball, and that's what the Penguins needed. Flack shooting a lot tonight. I guess if it were my last night and I was a four-year man, I'd be shooting a lot too, 56-52. Now, Killian stole it away, and then Larson ends up falling down. And anytime Sokol or Larson hit the deck, I'm wincing, but he pops right back up. He's okay. He may be sore tomorrow as the towel guys run out there now and wipe things up where Killian rolled over. 56-52, 6:01 to go. Penguin ball. Inbounds now long side. McNally brings it up across the circle and holds up the left fist, indicating the play to the rest of the team. Over to the left side now, Al goes between the legs, picks up a screen from Fox. He drifts over to the right, now X, top of the key right side. Good screen work by the Penguins. They work it back off to McNally with the slow runner. McNally whistle, McNally two, McNally to the line. Killian over to talk to the coach, but he's not talking about his knee. He's talking about whatever play the coach wanted him to get to. Tavani looking pretty slick tonight in his dark suit. Got the very subtle pinstripes. 5:42 to go, fans. 58-52.
You got to be sharp. It's senior night.
Good call. On the way, McNally makes this one after going 1-for-2 last time at the line. Penguins 3-on-1 in the backcourt. Xavier Muldrow. Xavier almost pulled the ball away from three Chaminades. He's fast. That guy can do it. If anybody could steal it 3-on-1, it's Xavier Muldrow.
Xavier has five steals so far tonight, Stu.
59-52, and there's Mulholland with another steal. Two plays in a row. Now Xavier's got it as the Penguins transition. Down they go, top of the key. The defensive work has made all the difference tonight. Inbounds now. McNally goes to the right. Xavier now drifts back up to the top of the key. Killian with a big screen back outside. McNally thinking about it. Again thinking. Softly down low. Killian with the give up. No. Tipped out, though, and Xavier's in perfect position to receive it. Now they flip it over to Al Flack in the low corner.
Alistair, good play there. Flack brings it back out. He doesn't push it as the shot clock did reset. 25 seconds with a stutter step. He goes over to the right side. McNally thinking about it. Oh, McNally bounces it off the legs of Zach Johnson, trying to find Killian Larson down low. It comes off the legs of Johnson at 6'9". Now Johnson, the grad student, has his left knee in a big one of those braces that keeps it from going, moving laterally. Inbounds to Fox, too much. Penguins with a quick up and in, and now fast break. It's one-on-one as Bennett goes the other way. Bennett slams into Xavier Muldrow under the hoop on the way. It was one-on-one on just the two fastest guys in the house tonight, fans included. And those two guys went running down to the other end. They beat everybody all the way down there, and then Xavier was forced to foul, I guess, and that will send Stephen Bennett, the 5'6" junior out of Los Angeles at Dorsey High School, to the line. And I'm looking here that Xavier Muldrow is listed at 5'9", Josh, the sophomore. Muldrow has been such a great get for the Penguins going up against Bennett. Those two guys, I'm going to say they're the two fastest guys in the house, fans included, and there are about 500 fans here tonight at least.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that, Stu. And since we're on the subject of Xavier Muldrow, this right now he's coming in the game. He has 4 points, 5 steals, 2 rebounds. I mean, 5 steals, that is tremendous guard play from Xavier Muldrow, who is always just a defensive powerhouse here on the court for the Penguins, whether he's coming off the bench or whether he's starting. He's been one of our favorites ever since he started his freshman year last season.
You are absolutely right, sir. You are listening to Live NC2A Penguin Basketball from Dominican University of California Radio. Dominican.edu. Also broadcasting on the B2 Network, b2tv.com. And everybody watching tonight benefits, every viewership that is subscribed to benefits DU Athletics. And that's a good thing. Our first year in the NC2A. And it is nice to get a little help from our friends. 4:36 to go, 59-52. Josh, I got to say, in the second half, the Penguins are looking very strong defensively, and that's what's making the difference. Their shooting prowess has been good all season. Defensively tonight, they seem better than ever.
Exactly. I mean, you have to step it up because you're missing that scoring force you had in Austin Bryan. You're missing, you know, that extra guy who could put up those points for you. So, you know, you have to step it up everywhere else, and you have to kind of, you know, just pick up the slack. And DU has done that defensively throughout this entire game and throughout the rest of the season they've had without Austin Bryan.
Stephen Bennett, the 5'6" junior, on the line. He buries the first one. Penguins by 6 now, 59-53. And Bennett gets to try again. He takes a breath to gather his thoughts, and then he misses it way left. Killian with another rebound. The Penguins 6'10" man hands it off to Alistair Flack, the graduating senior. McNally's got it. Back over to Flack. Flack goes between the legs. Flack's ball control has just been great tonight. Larson down low, didn't see it coming, and Flack was able to work it through the defenders, but Larson wasn't really ready for it, and he let it get away from him. So it was a pretty good pass there by Flack, but you got to make sure that the guy you're passing it to must anticipate it a little bit, and Killian didn't. Now the shot on goal from the right side, actually from the outside, by Hansen, does not fall as short. The Penguins with the rebound. Here's a soft jumper, I thought, by Flack. Now it goes out of bounds and hits the sign that says commemorating Alistair Flack's final night. And it actually tore it, Josh. There's a big sign that with the names of the graduating seniors. And that ball that was loose, it bounced across by Devin Webster, the photographer for the Penguins. It slammed into the Alistair Flack sign and tore it, almost ripped it off. And I think Flack almost could have tipped it out. I'm not sure whose ball it's going to be when we come back. Immediate timeout, 3:49 to go. Penguins by 6. Here's Josh.
Yes, sir, Stu. The Penguins are definitely going to have to keep it up. Defensively, it's going to be tough, especially when you come down the stretch. We've seen in this conference throughout this year, a lot of our games are coming down to the last 2, 3, 5 minutes in the game, and some of them just down to the wire, last 30 seconds. So D's going to have to keep it up, keep the pressure going, keep just being hardcore defensively, and if they can go ahead and get some shots to drop and get some good looks offensively, they should be all right.
All right, fans. What a night It's always bittersweet on the senior send-off night when we see the graduating seniors play their final night in the Conlin Center. It just so happens that there are no more games on the schedule. This is it. Penguins are not eligible to play in the postseason because of our first year transitioning into the NC2A. So this is it. And we've had some great times over the last 4 years broadcasting all the way around the world. Specifically, though, to Melbourne, Australia, the home of Alistair Flack, and his folks have, over the years, been gigantic supporters, as big as any, sending us cards and letters and emails and stuff, and cookies, and all kinds of stuff from Australia. So it's been a real pleasure calling Al's 4 years. He's been a great Penguin. Here we go, fans, back underway. The Penguins have it. Left wing down low. Killian McNally finds him, and Larson. With great patience, Larson anticipating the duck move from Johnson. Killian ducked down, let Johnson fly over his head, and then with great patience puts it back. I see Dr. Joseph Fink is in the house, the president of the university here at Dominican, for the final night. 3:18 to go, fans. 61-53, the Penguins playing pretty solid ball. It was 2-point advantage for the DUs in the at the half, and now the Penguins have stretched it out to 8. Oh, boy, the Penguins want the the travel called against Bennett. He's got it, 3-ball on the way. No, McNally comes down. McNally reaches up, pulls down the rebound, and slams his head into the side of Cousins' head. And the foul is going to be called against McNally, I believe. And now the referee wants to go over and check. Make sure McNally's okay, Josh, because McNally just rattled his head against Cousins, who's a 6'8". Cousins is quite a bit bigger. McNally will go to the line. That could have been nasty. Fox out, Ward back in. 2:58 to go. The Penguins nowhere near being comfortable. But with 2:58 to go, Josh, I'd rather be up by 8 than down by 8 if I had my choice. McNally misses another freebie, and that is not like him, and that was not even close. From a guy who's as tough a shooter as McNally, he misses almost nothing, and now we've seen him miss 2 free throws cumulatively by a mile and a half. The Penguins now are back on defense after Larson picked up a foul on the attempted rebound. So down low, now they work it to Cousins, who's now up to 19 points. 61-55. Penguins have the ball, 2:36 to go. McNally brings it up across the right side. This is going to be a nutty final 2.5 minutes, fans. The Penguins, can they hold on? They're up by 6. McNally's done a good job leading the team so far. Flack that works it down low to Larson off the glass, can't get it to fall. Larson now gets wrapped up with Zach Johnson, who hauled it in. Johnson calls out the play, passes it off to Bennett, who comes in behind him, and Xavier Muldrow picks up the foul. That's the third on X.
Stu, we mentioned Matt Cousins. I mean, this guy, you said he has 19. No, he has 21, apparently.
Well, I missed one.
And you know what? And you would have trouble seeing as much as he gets down low below the rim and is racking up so many points, it's almost hard to keep up. But Matt Cousins showing great play right now. And if my sheet of paper here is right, it's telling me that he is, okay, a sophomore. All right, I was about to say freshman. It scared me for a second. I was looking at his position. It said forward. I was like, whoa, is he a freshman? But no, he's a sophomore, and he comes from Santa Rosa, California. So he's kind of a homegrown guy here, and he's showing up having a good game in front of, I'm sure, what are some of his, you know, home fans back here.
This is a good opportunity to share something with you, Josh. How about this? Give me some level, please.
This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
That's right, fans. Terry Toomey, our AD here at the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson with you live on the air, radio.dominican.edu, all season long, every home game from the Conlin Center. Broadcast live on radio.dominican.edu. And tonight is the first night that we've had an opportunity to broadcast video, and we're doing so on the B2TV.com network, and beginning tonight and forevermore, basketball and volleyball will be broadcast simultaneously on the radio and on video. So that's kind of a nice thing, part of coming into the NC2A. 61-55, 209, you get to watch it all, fans. And everybody who watches it supports DU Athletics. Inbounds now, coming up on 2 minutes. This is it. The final 2 minutes of collegiate play for Flack, for Mulholland and Ward. Inbounds. Penguins are on defense. Off to our left. Cooks has it stolen away by Al Flack with the steal. Flack all alone. Will he take it by himself? He does! Flack knocks it home! Al Flack all alone! 63-55. Ooh, and now Xavier Muldrow gets wrapped up in the backcourt. Muldrow is hurt. Josh, and why aren't they calling a timeout? Muldrow really had that left knee wrapped up. Flack comes over to talk to him about it, make sure he's okay. And for a second there, I thought Muldrow got nailed. He got nailed. He's still limping like crazy, fans. Muldrow does not have a good look on his face. He's hurt. Muldrow is limping the left knee. He's talking to Jesse Mazza, the head trainer, and he's waving him off. But it's the right calf, a high ankle maybe, Josh. A high ankle sprain, it looks like. We're looking over at Xavier Muldrow right now, and oh boy, he is not happy, Josh.
Well, he caught the unnecessary screen on that one, Stu. It seemed like he just ran right into the chest of one of the Chaminade players, and you know what? It just hit the ground hard, and seemed when he hit, he kind of twisted it, you know, a little awkwardly, and that ankle got caught up under him. But right now, he's being checked out by Jesse Mazza, and we'll give you an update on that as soon as we have it. But you definitely don't want to lose Xavier Muldrow in the game when it comes down to the wire like this. You want to finish out and finish strong. And he's a guy you really need because he provides a lot of great defense, you know, and quickness on the defensive side. I mean, he has 5 steals on the night, so the Penguins definitely can't afford to lose him in this one.
1:36 to go, fans. Inbounds. Cooks has got it. He drifts around the right side against Lewis, turns around and knocks it home. 63-57, 90 seconds to go, fans. Here we go. Ward in the backcourt gets it off to McNally, over to Lewis with Flack. Those 5 guys are out there, and Larson down low to Flack, up and under, off the glass. Alistair Flack again, left-handed this time with the up and under. 65-57, coming up on 1 minute. 1 minute left in the season. 1 minute left in Al Flack's career, and he's playing for everything, fans. Flack now on defense. He's playing like never before against Bennett. And Bennett works it up and under, baseline good. Timeout called by Maher. Matt Maher, the head coach. He's assisted by Maurice Maggiolino, Tom Sherbish, and Stuart Kessler. Maggiolino, Josh. I think I've got it there.
You might have it.
Maggiolino.
I'm not even going to try to correct you.
65-59, 55.7 seconds to go, fans, in the season. In the first year of the NC2A for the Penguins, it's been such a great year. The Penguins have played so beautifully this year, being 6-9 in conference. And I don't think anybody in the conference
expected that. Yeah.
They didn't expect 3-12.
We were slated to finish last in the conference. That was the preseason prediction. We were slated to finish last in the conference, get beat by everybody. And if anything, we have just been a pain in the neck for some of these teams in the PacWest Conference. Because everyone's like, where did this school come from? How come we're having a game all the way down to the wire, an overtime games against Dominican University? And that just speaks volumes to the coaching and the recruiting of Coach Brett Tavani and his staff and the great players and athletes we have at Dominican.
You're absolutely right, fans. 1 minute to play, and the Penguin fans are all up on their feet. Al Flack out on the left wing. Shot clock is at 23. Over the top is 41. Flack backs up between the circles. He goes over to the right side now, softly back to the middle to McNally. Penguins eating part of the clock, up by 6. 33 seconds left side. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Up and around goes Lewis, and he's fouled by Shane Hansen, the 6'6 junior. And that was some good use of the clock there, Josh, in the final 45 seconds.
Definitely was some good use in the clock. They knocked off 15 seconds, which is really good. Now you send Mark Lewis to the line. Making these free throws now for DU is essential, Stu. It will help put this game on ice. It will help Dominican stay up, and it puts more pressure on Chaminade. You want to make these free throws. These are clutch.
Chandler Pearson comes in for Chaminade in place of Zach Johnson. On the line is Mark Lewis. A little bit flat, and it doesn't go. And it was just a little too flat. 6-point difference. Oh, brother. McNally comes running up, knocks it out of bounds on the bullet pass by Bennett, and it slams right into the timer. If you're watching on the B2 Network, oh, she's smiling. She's okay. I don't know if they have the camera on her, but she got nailed on the scoring table. That ball was going about 200 miles an hour, maybe faster. Mark Lewis goes up and blocks it. Lewis all ball. Lewis gets a tremendous rejection against the 6'8" Matt Cousins. Lewis got up there, got nothing but ball, broke up the play. And then the foul subsequent to the block is on Cooks. And that's going to send Killian Larson to the line with 21.8 seconds to go. The Penguins by six, Josh. That was a gigantic play to keep that ball out of the bucket.
I'm telling you, Stu, they talk about March Madness. You got to throw us in there. Dominican is having a little exciting March Madness play of their own.
Penguins really are making the most of this final night of collegiate play for these three seniors in Ward and Flack and Mulholland. And Flack, I've never seen in 4 years, I've seen a lot of games Flack's played, like well over 100. And tonight I will say he's playing as tough as ever, if not tougher than ever. And now Tavani calls a timeout after the second one goes down. Larson 1-for-2 there. 21.8 seconds to go. 66-59. And a 7-point advantage with 21 seconds to go as Brett Poncha gets ready to come into the game, fans. We'll see. I think we're going to hear from Poncha. The point here is the Penguins, a 7-point lead with 21.8 seconds to go, is so much bigger. So much bigger than six. It's a 3-score game instead of a 2-score game, and that makes a big difference, Josh.
No doubt about it. Now you add a guy like Brett Poncha in there. Just in case this team scores, he has an ability to shoot from beyond the arc, a great stroke, and he can make that three that can give you that little extra lead or get you right back in it and play tough defense. So it's good to have Poncha in there. Coach Tavani is diving deep in his bench. He wants this last game of the season bad, Stu.
Yeah, you're right. Poncha's a good three-ball shooter should the Penguins need it. Poncha with his first minutes tonight. Let's see if he's warm. Got the black Nikes halfway up the calf. Penguins on the inbounds. Don't foul. 17 seconds to go. Penguins must play heavy defense. Hansen gets off a three ball. It's deep. Taken down by Poncha. 9 seconds, and Poncha will go to the line. Poncha with a big-time rebound. Oh, that mattered. And Chaminade fouled him on the down. The foul is called against Cousins.
It looks like Brett Poncha got a little dazed on that one. He's walking with his head down a little bit. He's
yeah, Poncha know. Got rattled. You're right. I see some birds flying around his head with 9.3 seconds to go. The Penguins killed half the clock on that one play, and it's still a 7-point game, and Poncha will go to the line, and Poncha could wrap it up as Daniel Ella gets ready to enter the game. 9.3 seconds to go, fans. 66-59. Poncha to the line. Missed it deep. He'll get one more chance. Poncha got rattled on that. On the rebound, the Chaminades were coming at him in a big way, and he knew. There goes Al Flack, fans. That's it. Flack is done 4 years later. And the Penguin fans are giving Ward and Flack the standing O. Penguin fans realize what a momentous night this is. Poncha on the line, on the way. Yes, 8 points, 9 seconds to go. Inbounds, here we go, fans. Bennett's got it left side, six. Bennett with a three ball, four, on the way. Missed it short, taken down. Fox Mulholland's got it. End of game! Penguins with a win, 67-59. The final, fans. What a night it's been. What a season it's been. The first full year under our new AD, Terry Toomey. You can't say he's new anymore, Josh. He's been here for the full run of Penguin basketball, and what an NC2A stepping into it has been. What a tremendous night, fans. For Josh Johnson, for the rest of the DU Radio team, Stuart Horn signing off. A great season as the Conlon Center empties for the final time this season. Penguins overall, Josh, 7-9. Oh, that's so much better than 6-10. Everybody's out on the floor. Thank you for joining us on radio.dominican.edu. And for those of you who checked in on the b2tv.com radio network, we'll see you next season. Stuart Horn signing off. It's been a great one, fans. First year in the NC2A, and the Penguins did us proud. Radio.dominican.edu.